Blog Talk Radio.
We back, baby! Baby! Computer buffering. There. What's going on, people? It's your man Beach Bum Gun live from the off ramp. What the hell is today's date? April 8th, 2021. Hope wherever you're at, life is good. Life is treating you well. Hope you're in good spirits and good health. Hope you have good energy around you. If you are in a space where you don't have all that, then I hope you get to it soon. I hope wherever you're going through, you come out of it soon and come out stronger than you went in. Welcome to the off-ramp, the show for the people by the people that embodies the people. Hey, matter of fact, Hove, you off mute. Welcome, Hove. Hey, I got a new mic. Can you hear me clearly? No homo?
Yeah, why would that be a no homo?
I don't know. It's a bad habit, yeah.
Like, I was trying to figure out just now, like, yeah, why did you say no homo? Like, what I missed. But now you sound clear, B. You actually sound louder than usual.
Oh, good. So this must be the help of the new mic. Shout out to DJ C-Siren. She got me a mic for the show. We upgraded. I still need to get off this blog talk, but we'll get to that later. But welcome to the show. Show for the people by the people that embodies the people. Show where me and my folks get together, rap about the day's mathematics. See what's popping in these streets. See what's going on in their world, your world, my world, and see if we find things interesting and to discuss, you know, and see how what we feel about them. It's a judgment-free space. Well, you can be judged, but I give people nicknames so that, you know, everybody's job safe. Don't want to end up like Paul Pierce, which we'll get to later on in the show, because me and Hove has a fundamental disagreement, but with that being said, Hove, I know I welcomed you earlier, but let me give you a proper introduction. Hove, welcome to the show. Thanks, as always, for joining the off-ramp. How's things going on the West Coast?
West Coast is good. It's getting hot out here, so, you know, we're dealing with that. It's about 93 today, but, you know, Woo! It's all Gucci. Yeah, man. I hit the links earlier today before it got hot, so all is good, bro.
Yo, 93 in March. Is that normal or is that, like, unseasonably hot?
Nah, it's about normal, yo. Like, pool party season starts around the end of March. So, yeah, once it gets, like, we'll be in the 90s probably most of April, and then it's over. Then we in the 110 until, like, September, B.
Pool party season. That sounds amazing. So I'm assuming that pool party season doesn't really happen in July and August because it's too hot to be outside. So this is like the perfect weather for y'all because it's 90 with no humidity. So it's like perfect heat to be in and out the pool.
Oh, they go party in July and August too, but this is when it starts. Like, my kids been in the pool for the first time last weekend. Or no, 2 weeks ago, but this weekend they was actually hanging in the pool. So now it's like pool season, like it's on and popping out.
All right, well, y'all be safe with the pool season. We'll be out there in September. So can't wait to catch the end of the season. I will have my sunglasses on just in case, but I do plan on joining y'all. We also have some fixing everybody's thing on this. My man Blur, welcome to the off-ramp, man. Now, we just discussed with Hov how he's got 90 degrees. When I talked to you last week, it was 35 degrees in the Midwest, man. What's the weather like out there this time?
See, you jinxed it, man. It was doing good. Like, it was 30-something, but then we hit the 70s. I mean, it's a high of 52 all this week. So, yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's cool.
So you still in hoodie weather?
Yeah, man, hoodie, light jacket. I mean, hoodie today, yeah, because actually it's been raining today, too. Light little drizzle, high of 52 degrees, and light rain all day, actually all week. So, you know, I mean, it's grimy out here. What can I tell you?
Now, hey, what does it get – what's the temperature drop down to at night?
Oh, you know what? It gets – I mean, it don't really change that much, to be honest with you. No, it's going to go from, like, 50 to 30 or 20 or something like that. No, it's going to be, like, in the low 50s all day and all night.
Okay, so pretty consistent. Now, Hov, you in the desert, what's the weather dropping down to at night? So if you at 93 today – at about 10 o'clock at night, what's the temperature like?
About 75.
Man, that's nice. That's nice for a late night run.
I mean, okay. You can have all that. But I guess if you wanted to run at 10 p.m., yeah, it's going to be about 70, 75. But that's only – this is like our springtime. Like,
no,
in the summer.
I didn't.
110.
I didn't mean a late night. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your thought, Hov. I'll cut you off. My apologies.
Oh, no, I said when it comes to summer and we in the 110s, like, temperatures drop down to, like, 100. Like, it's hot whether the sun's out or not.
That's crazy. But what I was saying was I didn't mean late night run, like, late night jog. I mean, if you wanted to hit the streets late night, it's still, like, nice weather out. But
you can hit
cool, the man.
What'd
you say, Ho?
I said you can hit the streets and feel good.
Yeah. Okay. And last but not least, until DJ C Siren gets down, she's got to put the kid. It's spring break, so it's like pandemonium in our house. My kid ain't been asleep before like 11 since we got back from Wakanda. But last but not least, my brother, New York, welcome to the off-ramp. Always great to hear from you, my brother. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How everybody's feeling?
I'm good. Everybody good. Now, I asked everybody else, I'm going to ask you, how's the weather up north, man? Is it still Tim season, or did y'all start rocking the Wallabies yet?
Look, as long as it's still cold in the mornings and still cold at night, I'm rocking Tim's and a Nike Tech.
Good stuff. All right, well, glad to have you, gentlemen. I thought we was going to get a couple ladies on here tonight because I want to discuss a few things. But as always, I will open the floor to y'all first. I mean, it's been 2 weeks. Sorry I missed last week. Ran out of town. Thought I was still going to be able to do the show. But just got drunk, man. Just got drunk. Couldn't do it. So, but we back. So got a lot of stuff to catch up on. But as always, I always like to give the floor to y'all first to see what y'all got popping in these streets. Blur, you're up first, man. Anything you want to talk about in particular?
You know what? I hate to start off on a somber note, but I feel like it's only proper, man. Prayers up to DMX, man. Like, it feels like it wasn't too long ago we was on here talking about how he had gained weight and he was looking healthy on the battle with him and Snoop. Still my favorite verses of all time. I mean, those verses ain't been around that long, but I just remember standing up, rocking out to him and Snoop for 2+ hours, like, not being able to sit down. So sad, man, to see my favorite artist of all time in a hospital. Like, I mean, it ain't looking good for him, man. It's just no prayers up for the dog.
Has there been any confirmation on and of course you're right, you know, if we're gonna do the whole public thing, yeah, prayers up to DMX and his family. Has there been any update on his condition? Like, is he still in a coma?
The last thing I saw was just a little bit while ago, it just said that he still hasn't regained brain function. And like, having experienced this with my own family, like, I mean, they won't have to decide, like, are they going to leave her on life support or not.
Hey, did y'all just hear me say, can you bring me up a beer? I got to work on this new mic. I think I hit mute on one thing, but I don't know if it worked or not. Did y'all just hear me yell, bring me up a beer?
Nah, I didn't.
Not nobody heard it. Okay, all right, so. I didn't mean to cut your thought off, though, Blur, but I just got this new microphone, so I wasn't sure if I just yelled in y'all ear, bring me up a beer, and it messed everything up. But, yeah, that's a shame.
Nah, you ain't cut me off. No, I'm just saying, like, prayers up to DMX, man. Hopefully he regained brain function. If not, that's a tough decision for the family to make.
But, yeah, I mean, that's a good discussion. But New York, I heard you trying to jump in.
I'm still trying to, like, because certain people is posting an RIP post right now. But I don't think nobody reported that. He ain't officially gone, but yeah, definitely plays out to his family, man. Yeah, it was good. I tell you this, it was definitely good to see him in that versus, though. I tell you that. Definitely that.
So, what you got?
On DMX? Nothing.
Yeah. Anything?
But, I mean, I hate to be the asshole, but truth be told, I actually thought that DMX had already died, yo. Just being truthful.
Hold on. How long ago? Is this like years ago? Or you?
I thought he died
last
time? Year.
Yeah,
I mean, clearly I was wrong.
Died.
I thought he died.
Yo, you thought DMX died a year ago?
Yeah, like, let's be real, though. When the last time that you actually paid attention to DMX?
Yeah, but if he died, like, the beginning of his career.
They just did a versus in July.
Yeah, he was just with Snoop, and we did definitely talk about it on the show. I don't know if you were there that particular show. You might have been traveling football team, but to get the news that DMX suffered a drug overdose and he's in the hospital, you say to yourself, damn, I thought he was dead. That's wild.
I mean,
but
I'm just being,
hey, as much things as DMX been through, like, you're not totally off base. Like, one could have, the stories about DMX, like his ascension from being, you know, broke on the street with a dog, like the fact that he made it this long is probably a success story, right? Now, it sucks because he sold so many millions of records and he's done all this and he essentially doesn't have any money. Per reports, you know, you never really know what's in people's bank accounts and stuff. But, you know, the things that, you know, his backstory, like DMX's biopic, and I'm not trying to talk about him as if he's already passed. I'm just, you know, reflecting on his career as someone who's a huge fan of DMX. Like, his biopic is going to be crazy. Like, you're talking about, like, abuse, mental disorder, you know, rap, homelessness, pet abuse, pet loving, like he's got everything in his bio, in his you know, in his personal story. It's
impersonated FBI agent. I mean,
yeah, like it's gonna be a wild story. But you know, yeah, the fact that he had a drug overdose and is not showing any not much brain activity is pretty scary. Has anybody said what drug it was?
Nah, they ain't nobody say that yet.
Mm. Yeah, so what they're saying is this is I can't credit the source right now, but what I was looking at, they say that he got the vaccine like a couple of days before all of this stuff started happening.
So you think the vaccine made him like this?
I had to look. I don't have the credible source, so I ain't going to tell what's what. But, yeah, that's what I'm just checking in because everybody started posting the RIP post, and I'm like, yo, nah, he ain't gone yet. So, yeah, but I'm just seeing a whole bunch of mixes, a whole bunch of shit, yo.
Look, DMX smoked crack before. I'm sure the COVID vaccine ain't what did this.
But you know, that's interesting, though, and I'm pretty sure the vaccine is safe. I do believe it's safe. But you know, like, once you detox and you get clean, like, your body can't handle, like, when you relapse. That's why I think most people who die from overdoses when they relapse from, I'm trying to think of the white chick who did the same thing. Like, because once you get clean, like, it shocks your body, then once you put that back in you. And I'm pretty sure the vaccine ain't had nothing to do with it, but that is funny. Like, for someone whose body is, like, completely drug-free after being on drugs for so long, I wonder if something like medicine can do that to him.
Well, TMZ said it was a drug overdose. Unless he took a whole bunch of COVID vaccines, I don't know if you can overdose on COVID vaccine. So I'm pretty – I ain't never known TMZ to be wrong. It's a lot of letters in this, TMZ, DMX. I think at TMZ have only been wrong like once that I've ever seen. But
I don't fuck with TMZ, yeah. Man. I can't support them, man. I can't.
What?
I think they're the closest thing we have to an evil corporation.
Nah, that's way Amazon's way worse than TMZ.
I don't think so. Amazon really hurts people too much. I mean, I guess not their customers, but I guess the people who work with them, then they steal their design or they short them out of their own product, which I guess could be evil in a way. TMZ paid people for Kobe accident pictures, man, of his damn body. Like, that's sick.
But is that TMZ's fault? I mean, we can have that discussion. I mean, prayers up to DMX. Hov, I'm glad you found out that DMX wasn't dead, even though it doesn't look good as of right now. But so let's discuss that. It's an interesting topic. You say TMZ paid for Kobe's body pics, but if them police officers and them first responders never took pictures of his body and tried to sell them, then no one would care. Like, that's not TMZ's fault.
Well, it's not like we're doing the chicken or the egg thing, because they took pictures knowing that TMZ, because they have, like, people always talk about how TMZ get it, because they have sources. Like, they have reliable, regular contacts in the Los Angeles County Police Department and Sheriff's Department. So, yeah, the people who are taking the pictures are regular TMZ contributors. They're regular people who work with TMZ. So, I mean, are you saying, like, yo, if TMZ ain't buy the picture, somebody else would have? Possibly. Or maybe not. Like, I feel like they took those pictures specifically for TMZ. Like, TMZ has the Whitney pictures. Like, it's not just Kobe. They do this. This is what they do.
But, I mean, and that's just paparazzi in general. TMZ took the Princess Di model, the TMZ, what do you call them people in Britain? The paparazzi in Britain model and brought over here to the U.S. But if people aren't thirsty for celebrities, if people aren't, you know, hungry to show what happened, TMZ doesn't have a business model. If us as human beings and regular workers don't take these pictures and just say, yo, let's respect the family privacy and let them deal with it, then TMZ doesn't have a business model. I mean, yeah, they can still run up on people at the airport, but that's the first responder's fault for taking pictures of Kobe and his daughter's death. That ain't TMZ's fault. It's capitalism.
How's it not their fault if they do it?
Say that again,
like, if they purchase it and then they distribute it out to mass media, it is their fault. Like, how can it not be their fault if they contribute to putting out these pictures of a man who's, like, with no regard for his family or anything else? Like, it's still their fault. They didn't take the picture, but that doesn't leave them blameless.
Okay.
They bought the pictures and distributed them.
Okay, you're right. I'm not saying that it's not. Okay, you're right. They do take some blame because they are a contributing factor to it. But they are you know, participating in a business model of what people want to see out of celebrities, right? This is how they make their money. So they offer people money, and people are money hungry and money driven, and in a capitalist society, this is what you're going to get. So are they blameless in my book? No, because of course they could have bought it and kept it and not never put it out. But is it their fault that there's a market for this? No. It's not their fault.
It sounds like you blaming the junkies cause drug and not the drug dealers. I mean, yeah, somebody, they're going to buy it. Somebody out there, people are going to get high. So if I'm not selling to them, somebody else going to sell to them. Unless nobody is selling it. Like, unless, if TMZ not doing it, National Enquirer might, or maybe they won't. I mean, TMZ is definitely the big fish in the sea when it comes to the celebrity gossip stuff. They cornered the market on it. So if they don't do it, it might not get done.
Yes, that's not true because the National Enquirer was around way before TMZ. They were just a paper news outlet. TMZ made it into a media stream. You know, they're the ones who put the thing on the internet and the TV and made a TV show. But the National Enquirer has been doing this since we were kids. It's always been, I guess, a thirst for, you know, celebrity gossip and celebrity headlines and celebrity downfalls. People have always been obsessed with that type of stuff. So I agree with y'all. Like, you know, I do blame the addict for taking drugs. Like yeah, someone's always going to sell drugs. The American government sells drugs. The American government gives away drugs for free. So I'm never mad at the guy on the corner selling crack because somebody's going to buy it. Like, it's not his fault that people smoke crack.
It's his fault that he's selling it, though. He don't have to sell it.
No, and he gets whatever consequences come with whatever laws that he breaks. But I'm not. I don't think he's a bad person just because he sells crack. Because all types of people sell drugs.
And they
my
all
wife
bad.
Sells drugs. My wife sells drugs.
She bad
man.
Too.
Well, she sells legal drugs that she knows aren't going to. Well, I guess anything can kill people if misused.
Don't even go there, Black.
I mean, it's misused. I said it's misused. If misused, anything can kill people. I mean, I know some pretty good, I mean, good is subjective, but I know some pretty good people who are drug dealers. Yeah, absolutely. I also know drug dealers who do anything for a dollar. They'll sell you anything. You want a human organ, they'll sell you that. You want an underage girl, they'll sell you that. Like, these are not all good people. Some of them are scum of the earth who will do human trafficking, sex trafficking, it don't matter. Anything for a buck.
Some of the scum of the earth is presidents of the United States. It goes both ways. That's what I'm saying. Just because you participate in something doesn't mean you're a bad person, is all I'm saying.
It's not TMZ's fault because someone took the picture and people want to see it. Like, they didn't have to participate in selling the pictures or buying the pictures and distributing them. They chose to capitalize on the money knowing how fucked up it is. Like, that's on them.
What?
Like,
I don't,
regardless
okay.
of the dude,
say.
The dude that took the pictures is wrong. Like, I'm not removing any blame from him, but I'm not going to take any blame away from TMZ because they chose to buy the pictures and distribute them. Like, they know what they're doing. They don't care that they could be ruining people's lives with what they do because it's all about the dollar. So they don't. You can't take any blame away from them and go, oh, well, it's not their fault because people want to buy them. They don't have to do it. They choose to do it. So they get 100% of the blame of what they're doing. Like, I'm not giving them a pass because people want to see it. People want to see a lot of things. And if nobody had a picture of Kobe's death, people would want to see it, but there would be no picture. Right? You don't have to distribute it. That's a choice. And if you choose to do that, like, you're 100% at fault for what you're doing. Like, I don't understand how you can say not their fault because people want to see it.
No. I said it's not their fault because someone else took the picture and they just sold it in a capitalist society. But I also said, I walked that back. I understand that they are part of the issue. They're part of the problem. But I don't just blame them entirely. Like, when you're saying, oh, we saw Kobe's picture, that's TMZ's fault. No, it's whoever took the picture's fault. they're the ones who took the picture. TMZ would have never got it if somebody didn't take it and sell it to them.
Well, I think I feel like the person who took the picture, even though they were like L.A. County Sheriff, they really work for TMZ. Like, that's a TMZ employee. Let's keep it real.
I don't believe that. I don't know that to be true or not.
They're getting paid more money from TMZ than they are from the police department.
I don't believe that.
I absolutely believe
that. I mean, you can look it up. That stuff's been documented. I mean, these dudes are getting hundreds of thousands of dollars for this stuff. Like, they're not taking
these pictures.
They're taking these pictures, risking their job, because the money that they get for the pictures is worth it. Like, it ain't.
Oh, shit, that's
we're not going to find out who took the picture.
That's more than what they give the family if the officers die in the line of duty, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, in a lot of cases.
Like, they're risking their job because there's more money in selling those pictures than there is in protecting these streets.
Okay,
like,
hey,
you can look
I'll
that up, bro. Like,
yeah, I'll take y'all word for it, because I didn't think I thought they might get like $1,000 or like $2,000. If you're telling me people are getting hundreds of thousands of dollars, of course, I'm not in the TMZ world. I don't care about celebrities, so I'm speaking in ignorance. If you're telling me you're getting hundreds of thousands of dollars for
$1,000 or hundreds of
thousands. Ho said hundreds of thousands of dollars. I don't believe it.
It is,
but
no, it is. There's a whole documentary about it, and like they trace the picture,
too, right?
And they trace it through this whole thing from the time a celebrity takes paparazzi takes the picture to the auctioning it to the different gossip mags or just even credible magazines to them paying for it and then them using it. There's a whole documentary about it, and it comes down to like how exclusive the picture it is, how good the picture it is. Something like Kobe's death. Oh yeah, couple of hundred thousand easily.
Yeah, I'm taking the picture. Like, that's my kid's college.
Yo, but Kobe got kids too.
Yeah, God bless them. They're millionaires. I'm not. I work for a police station. And I work in an L.A. police station. I don't even get no respect out of L.A. $100,000 in L.A., it ain't that much, but that probably covers mortgage for a year. I'm probably taking the picture. It's fucked up to say, but if we're gonna be 100% honest, like fandom aside, like knowing that it's fucked up, if somebody's offering me $100,000 to take a picture of Kobe's dead body, and as much as I'm a fan of Kobe and I know it's fucked up, if you're telling me I can make $100,000 and take care of my family and I'm a broke cop.
Who else? I'm not taking a picture. Is anybody else taking a picture?
Nah, I'm not taking that picture.
Nah, because
that
place is me at the scene of the crime, and they're going to try to answer. They're going to try and get me up, try to answer some questions. No, I'm not going down to the station. Nope. It's all good.
DJ C-Sire, welcome to the offer. You taking a picture for $100,000? Well, how much do y'all think Kobe's picture got? You think it's like a couple hundred thousand or just like 100,000?
I think for the price or his celebrity status, I can't honestly say, but I think that you do have, like, if you got exclusive pictures like everybody's saying and stuff like that, you do got room for negotiation, because then you got the exclusive pictures and you can bargain in with that between whether it's TMZ, whether it's media takeout, World Star Hip Hop, anything.
You think you got a million dollars?
Oh, probably not. No. I don't think no corporation is going to pay somebody $1 million for a picture. But, I mean, it probably is a one hefty sum for an individual, like you said, if it's from the L.A. County Sheriff's Office.
There are pictures that go for $1 million. I don't think this one is it, just because I don't think, especially Harvey, I think he knows he can't use it as much as he would like to. I think you could probably use it for some salacious stuff, but you can't really, like, continue to use it because of the nature of it. You could probably use it once, and you could probably tease it, get a lot of traffic, sell a lot of ads, but you can't, like, continually use it. In the documentary, this was back when Paris Hilton was really hot. They were like, if you had, like, a picture of somebody's kid, like a celebrity baby photo, like when they trying to hide the babies, one of those pictures would have went for $1 million, easy.
Really? crazy. People are paying $1 million for a... No wonder it's paparazzi. Where's TMZ getting this money? See, and that's why I don't blame TMZ. Because, like, it's all these crazy people out there. Who wants to see a kid's baby picture for $1 million? They obviously have a price point where they think that they can make money off of this that'll make them more, that it's worth $1 million. Who cares about these celebrities' ugly babies? All they're going to do is get plastic surgery and change their face in 10 years anyway. That's probably ignorant to say. I'm sorry to all you celebrity babies out there. I don't want to typecast y'all. But y'all are blowing.
Well, you
got to
think.
Go ahead, Blair.
You got to think, especially this was a little bit, when the documentary came out, again, this was like the height of the Paris Hilton, buzz or whatever. So I don't know if social media was exactly like, well, I know it wasn't where it's at now. So you didn't have access to celebrities as much as you do now, and celebrities weren't just giving you free looks into their life as much as they are now. So the price structure may have changed, but it may be worth it for a corporation like a TMZ or a Vanity Fair or something like that, especially something like TMZ, who has a website and a TV show and bus tours and all that other stuff. Just having that and having their name out there, they're going to make that up in advertisement money quick, fast, in a hurry.
It just doesn't make any sense in my head. But, I believe y'all. I don't know. I'll be quick to tell y'all that I'm ignorant to this. DJ C-Sign, you like celebrity culture. You like all these people. Do you think, like, what's the big deal of seeing, like, a celebrity's kid?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're not huge in celebrity culture. You know celebrities more than me, but.
Yeah, I don't think that's that big of a deal, but
You just call C-Siren a groupie, yo?
She will, yo. DJ C-Siren, she a little bit groupie. If Mos Def and his stuffy nose came around, like, she would leave me for him and go on, like his fake passport and get locked up in Africa. Like, because they travel illegally. Like, she finds that exciting. She'd be a Muslim for Talib Kweli. Oh, yeah, you don't like Talib anymore. Once you join, it's funny how celebrities are. Like, once you get to know them. Like, once Talib got on Twitter, yo, Cheryl don't like him. DJ C-Sire don't like him. She don't like him at all. She hates his personality on Twitter.
No comment.
Oh, yeah, Common's another one who she loved. And then he got on Twitter.
Yeah.
And now she don't like. But.
Yo, man, Michael Jackson was still alive and popping out babies and, like, covering their faces, I could see people being really interested to see what Michael Jackson kids look like. Were they light-skinned? Were they dark-skinned? Were they black? Were they white? What they nose look like? Yeah, I could see that one being something that people were pretty interested in.
But why? Why do y'all... Like, they're just kids.
Because he didn't believe they were his. That's
yeah, I mean, Mike, I understand,
really,
because he had them little, he got them little
white
babies.
Where did they come from? Because we don't think, A, they came from a woman that he had sex with, and two.
We really turned Michael to a white gay man.
We didn't believe it. We need to know what they look like.
Mike had them little French white babies. God bless him. That's a mean come up. But Elvis Presley's daughter or granddaughter? Wasn't that Elvis Presley's daughter?
Nah, that's not who he had a kid with.
Oh, it's not? I thought he had a kid with Elvis Presley. Wasn't she in the video?
He got married. They got married.
To Elvis Presley's daughter. Was she good looking?
Yeah.
I don't really recall her. So hold on.
That's not who he had kids with.
Who do you have kids with?
His housemaid.
Yo, Mike knocked up
or
the...
Somebody he was employed with. Employed.
See, women be... See, and now I'm going to get on my sexist shit. So you mean to tell me...
Well, if she could sign disclosure that, A, I'll give you all parental rights, and two, I won't talk to the press about it. And she was in that position to be, you know.
So she took advantage of his celebrity and his money. She know Mike Gay. Rest in peace, Mike. I don't know. You touch boys. I don't know if I want you to rest in peace. I'm still so confused. I don't know if I'm going to like the rest of the piece or not, but it made great music. Man, I don't know. It's so conflicting. And seeing Ronald Isley the other night, man. So do we want R. Kelly back? Because R. Kelly would have made a great guest appearance during that versus. Gotta leave the kids alone. All right. So we'll talk about the Isley tomorrow. So prayers up to DMX. Man, y'all blew my mind with that picture. I didn't realize. I mean, I guess I realized PMZ was a huge visit just because they're always on TV. I don't even watch the show. I watch it for a little bit, but then I don't care about celebrities like that. So I stopped watching a couple of years ago. But I can't believe there's people out here paying $100,000 for a picture. But I'll take y'all word for it. Well, good topic, Blur. You got anything else?
Oh, no, that's it for me, man. Go right ahead.
Hove, you got anything? Hove, you got us on mute? All right, Hove might be at practice or something. New York, you got anything you want to discuss?
I wonder for the people, this is just a random thought I just had, for the people that don't drink tap water, where do their ice cubes come from? Like, do they fill their ice cubes up with bottled water, purified water, what happened? But we can talk about that something else.
Yo, that's an interesting topic, right? Because if you have an ice maker, your ice comes from tap water. But I have whiskey ice cubes that I use Deer Park for. I literally put Deer Park in the ice cube maker. Well, not the ice cube. Well, yeah, the ice cube maker for my whiskey ball so that when I'm drinking the whiskey with my ice cube balls, it's pure water. It's not tap water. I don't have a problem with drinking tap water, but I know a lot of people do. DJ C-Sire, how do you feel about tap water?
I get upset every time the ice cubes melt in my good water, and it starts tasting like tap water, and I forget because I just wanted ice in my water, and I don't think about it, and I'm like, this ain't tasting right. I'm like, damn, tap water cube.
You privileged, yeah. But you drink tap water growing up when we go to your mom's house.
It tastes different at home.
Do you think it just tastes different here because we drink nothing but Deer Park water?
That's probably part of it,
and then
too.
The first time you taste tap water, it's just totally different.
But no, because why? You know, I live right across the river from Illinois, right? So you go to restaurants across the river. I remember distinctly, like, we would drink just tap water. It tastes fine. We went across the water to the restaurant there. Like, I was like, where does this come? What is this? Like this water. Like, I was like, who can drink this? Who can drink this water? So, I mean, it really depends on what area you get in the water from. But I think maybe now it's just I'm used to purified water now.
Okay. I will say Northeast has some of the best tap water. Like, drinking Jersey tap water, New York tap water, it's really good. It's really one of the best filters. Because I remember when everything was going on with Flint, they talked about how, like, who has the best tap water. The Northeast has great tap water.
Yeah. Southern Illinois, no bueno. And Texas was bad. I had to do a Brita just to tolerate it because I wasn't going to pay for water. I didn't have the budget. But I had to at least buy a Brita filter.
I think all the West Coast has shitty water. I remember the first time I went to go visit Hove, he had one of those water spigots in his refrigerator. It was like all this white stuff around it, and I was like, "Yo, what is this?" And he's like, "Yo, he's like, it's hard water." I was like, "Yeah, I'm not drinking this shit. Like, you want me to put this in my body?" Then we got drunk that night, and I was so hungover and thirsty. I was like, "Man, fuck it, I gotta roll the dice." I had to drink the water with the white floaties in it. Yeah, I was so disappointed in myself, but it was the only thing to do to survive. Hove, what you got on tap water? Hove, you out there?
Holy shit.
Or did I just slander your name and you're not around?
Nah, B, I didn't hear what you said, but I just jumped in.
Oh yeah, I slanted your tap water, but we'll get back to it. Blur, what you got on the tap water?
I drink tap water, man. Tap water out here in the St. Louis area is pretty cool. I mean, we close to Illinois, but I guess I don't know if I've ever. I don't think I tasted the Illinois water. I mean, I used to go across the river to Illinois pretty often, and I don't think I drank the water too much that I can remember. But I mean, for those who don't drink tap water, you got the filter. Like, I mean, I guess you could use ice trays from the fridge, but I think most people I know, they got the filter put on their sink. And that's what they use to fill up the ice trays. But I guess the wealthy people like y'all, I mean, with the ice maker, that might be a different story.
So, New York, what's your recommendation on the tap water?
As long as it don't taste like Friday's Friday's water tastes like somebody like really like wrang a little washcloth off that they clean the table with and then just filled it up with a cup of water. Like, that's exactly how it tastes. So it really bothers me. It really bothers me. The tap water bothers me. It even specific types of water bother me. Like, it gotta taste like glacier clear. If I taste one discrepancy with that water, it's over. It's over. But I feel you on a situation where you get hungover and you ain't got no other choice. You wake up in the morning, all you want to do is hydrate, yo. But yeah, I feel you on that. But yeah, tap water is a no go. No, yeah, you gotta be mindful of the stuff that you put in your body.
Yeah, that's what happened at Hope's crib, man. I was so thirsty, and I don't know what reason why we didn't get some Gatorade or some water the night before. And I looked at all that white stuff around his little refrigerator from that hard water, and I was like, yo, at this point, like, if he lives, then I'm going to be all right. I didn't get it. It's the first time I've ever seen anything like that. It's a function of because he lives in the desert and there isn't any water. And I keep telling him, yeah, it's beautiful out there, but y'all ain't got no water. And it's evident because when the water comes out of the refrigerator, it's white stuff on it. We ain't grow up like that. Hope grew up down the street from me. We ain't grow up with no white stuff in our water. But when you hung over, you know, it's survival. We was out drinking in 110-degree weather, drinking nothing but alcohol. But, yeah, man, I tell you what. So I had a cousin that worked for Deer Park, so that's how I got into the whole bottled water thing, like the little filters. And I don't think I can drink regular tap water again. I guess if I was at Friday's and got some tap water, I'd probably be upset, but... At that point, why are you drinking water at Fridays, man? Get an Incredible Hulk, man. Why are you being – what's going on, New York? New York, you all right? Why are you drinking the tap water at Fridays?
Because you probably know the three – you see, but that's the $3 long iced teas that they do on Thursdays. Is they fill it up with tap water. So regardless of anything, you would drink tap water.
Tap water is awesome. Well, Long Island iced teas are awesome. You think Long Island iced tea is a good? It's a shitty drink. It's just a bunch of liquor that's supposed to mix so it don't taste like nothing so you can get drunk. I don't understand why people drink to get drunk. That's why I hate hanging out. Whenever Hov comes in town, he starts talking.
To get drunk.
I don't drink to get drunk.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. When's the last time I got drunk?
But you just keep drinking.
That's so because I don't get drunk.
But that's just it. You're drinking to get drunk.
If I wanted to drink to get drunk, I would start taking shots. That's why I get mad at Hope, because Hope would come in town. I wouldn't see him in like since a year, but it was good. He'd be like, yo, shot time. And I'm like, why? Like, let's just have a drink and chill. He's like, yeah, it's time to get the party started. And I hate that about him. I love him, but I hate that. I'm like, why? We should not take shots once you pass 25 years old, you should never take a shot again, unless it's in celebrations. Blur, am I off base? Well, Blur don't drink.
I don't drink. I was like, you have the wrong one. I have no idea what the etiquette is. Or, I mean, on Instagram, I see people taking shots, so I don't know.
And Instagram is the devil's playground. It's like Walmart. It's one of the worst places to be. Hov, you still out there? right.
Yeah, be I'm out here schooling these young boys in hoops.
Oh, okay. Well, you keep hooping. I'm just out here slandering your name. It's all good.
What you slandering my name about now, yo?
That you got terrible water in Arizona, and that the fact that you're still an adult and you force us to take shots whenever you come in town shows that you're a piece of shit human being.
Every single one of y'all are grown adults that can choose your own decisions, and every single one of you choose to take shots. If I told Blur to take a shot, he ain't taking one. Don't blame me for your bad decisions in life.
Go back to the yeah. All right. So next topic. So all right. So everybody good. Let's burn through these topics. I'm trying to start off with something a little bit more relevant. So we got to talk about Paul Pierce and ESPN. So Paul Pierce posted his live, went on Instagram Live, which I guess what all these people do nowadays. I don't understand why people always want to put their lives on the internet. It doesn't make any sense. If you want to give somebody a quick snapshot to say you're having a good time and celebrate life, I get it. But I never understand the live aspect. So Paul Pierce goes live on his Instagram. He's got strippers in the background, twerking. He's at a poker game, and he's smoking a blunt. Looks like a great evening. Like, honestly, just looks like he's having the time of his life. Looks like he's young. He's had his boys are around. They're having a good time. They're having, like, what I call good old college fun. Like, we used to do those things.
This?
Paul Pierce.
He has that.
I know, but every now and then you want to have those good college day funs, but you can't have them, those good, fun college days. You can't have them as often as you did in college because I laugh all the time. Like, I know Hov out here hooping, and but Blur, you know, like we've all partied together. Like, when you're in college, you can run these nights back-to-back. Like, yo, this was a wild week. We did this. When you get our age, like, yo, you need those, like, once every 6 months because just the recovery time is just tough. So it looked like it was one of those nights where he's just having a good time with his boys. The strippers were clothed. They were in bathing suits. Weed is legal, so nothing wrong with that. None of them were driving. They were playing poker. As long as you paid your bills, nothing wrong with that. But apparently ESPN did not like this, and they chose to part ways with Paul Pierce. And at first, I didn't understand why. He's not doing anything illegal. He's an adult. It's not like these women were being like, are strippers considered sexist against women? Like, if you're throwing money at a woman who's stripping, like, is that considered sexist? I don't know what the rules are. I'm just asking, DJ C. Simon, you're female. Like, if I threw money at you because you were getting naked, I don't understand why are women so upset with the word female?
It's just how you pronounce it. If I'm dancing, I guess I want you to throw money at me.
What?
It's just not sexist, no.
So then what's the problem with what Paul Pierce did? I'll let you think about it for a second. I'll go to Blur first. Blur, what was the problem? Man, this was the Tony Braxton I love. What was the problem with what Paul Pierce did?
He's a public figure and employee for Disney, the Mickey Mouse company. That's exactly where the problem is right there. He's a representative of Walt Disney Corporation. And as a representative of Walt Disney, you cannot conduct yourself with such adult activities. Not illegal, nothing illegal about it, but yeah, you got to conduct yourself as if you are representing for Walt Disney.
But if it's not illegal, why? What's the problem? Like, what? Why can't, as a Disney employee, I work for Disney, I'm an adult, why can't I do adult activities that's not illegal?
You can do whatever you want on your own time. as an employee, you can't represent the company in public like that. And when you go live, you are putting yourself in public as a representative of Disney.
Why? He didn't have anything Disney on.
No, it's like being it doesn't matter. But it's like you're never off duty as a cop. Like, if you see something wrong, even though you're off duty, you still are required or supposed to intervene because you're a cop. Because you work for Disney, when you're in the public, you are representing Disney. Even though you're not being recorded, you're not on TV, you're still an employee of Disney.
Hold, you want to jump in?
Yeah, I mean, Blur's got it right. Like, you're a representative of the company. So anything you do, you have to hold and represent the company the same way if you played for the NFL and you do that, the NFL could fire you. Like, if I do that on my IG Live, I could get fired. Like, because I am a face of the company. So everything I do that becomes public is a reflection of the company. Like, illegal or not doesn't matter. Like, if my kids lie, lying isn't illegal, but they still gonna get beat. Like, it's not about legal or illegal. It's about the reflection of how it represents the company and you being a reflection of that company. And if you put that company in a bad light and you are an employee of that company, anything you do, you should already know that any move is subject to termination. Like, that's just what it is. You know it when you take the job.
But how is what he did seen in a bad light if nothing he did was wrong? That's what
when you
I'm
say
not,
wrong, now you're being like subjective. Like, you're choosing your view of what's right and wrong, and they're choosing their view of what's right and wrong. Right? It's
so,
like, good or bad. Like,
right,
so if
right.
they choose to view strippers and weed is bad, then it's bad. It's their company. They pay you. You don't pay them. So if you do something that they consider bad, you are subject to being fined.
So why? Okay, so if they say, so it's completely under their determination, right? So if they say being black is bad, and being black isn't illegal, should we just be cool with it? Or should we say, yo, you're being ridiculous, ESPN. Nothing they're doing is illegal. You shouldn't be able to fire someone for not violating any laws. DJ C. Siren, you want to hop in here? Go ahead.
You can't start putting race in there. There's federal legal ramifications for that. As a company, they can't do that because it falls in line with different discrimination. So you have to find something different than saying black. Because it doesn't parallel, but no, it's not a good look. And if you
but why?
Because strippers and weed.
What's wrong with that?
That's what criminals do. I'm sorry. It's what criminals.
It's legal.
It doesn't matter.
It's legal.
No, it doesn't matter. If they don't have to. You do not have to say only doing legal stuff. You know how
right.
many policies I have to wear. I have to wear closed toe shoes, like, and I can like.
Robert Kraft got his dick sucked. He didn't get fired from the NFL.
People have to wear smocks and lab coats and the right colored shirts and have a possibility of being fired because of a dress code in certain jobs. So, yeah. I mean, and though weed might be legal, they can still test you, and it can still be the policy of a company that you cannot test positive for.
But if they don't have a policy.
You don't know what the policy is.
I know, but they didn't drug test them and say, but they
don't
didn't.
Know.
No, 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 no.
Both of you was doing it.
But what we do know is they didn't say, hey, he was fired for using an illegal substance that we didn't allow.
Well, I'm just saying.
That wasn't why they fired him. So it wasn't the reason.
Well, it could be, but he still projected.
Well, not with all them athletes. All them athletes that smoke weed up there, no way they could have a weed policy.
They might, but even still, we know it is a known fact that ESPN and Disney has a morality clause in all their contracts. And now, do you think that Disney considers strippers and weed moral? Probably not.
What?
They're supposed to be a family company, so I'm pretty sure that goes against their morality clause, which they do have in their
you
contract.
You don't think what's more family-oriented than seeing a woman gyrate her hips? That's how you start a family.
Not funny. So
that may be how you start a family. That don't make it family friendly.
I mean, it's messed up. I mean,
why?
But you're dumb. But that's just it. But look.
Oh, I know we know Paul's an idiot.
And that's just it. He's it. I mean, I'm sorry. When it comes to someone, like, it's dumb. I mean, all these policies are dumb. I have a lot of policies. My company is dumb. But if I'm not smart enough to, right, it's their policy, and if I'm too dumb to not follow them, don't get caught doing it.
I agree. Like, I mean, if you choose to work for a company, you got to follow their rules and regulations. I just want to know what rule and regulation says that you can't smoke weed and have strippers and play a poker game. Because if it's not one in there, then he shouldn't have been fired. Because if you say
he could have definitely tried to George Costanza. Like, had I known that this was frowned upon, no one had ever told me. But nah, they not like, yo, you know you're working for Disney. We're a children company. You know who you work for. We're calling this out of your morality clause. I'm pretty sure you couldn't try to fight it and say, nah, no one ever specifically listed this as being against the morality clause. But now I don't think that's going to go anywhere.
Blur, that's bullshit. You can't – I'm tired of people saying, yo, this is a kid family-friendly company. They show UFC fighting where people get their faces broke. Stop with that. It's not kid-friendly.
Well,
not everything on ESPN is kid friendly, so we can throw that out the door.
Well, they like violence, they just don't like sex, okay?
And what's more kid friendly than sex? That's how we all got here.
It's not kid friendly. You wouldn't sit a kid down in front of a stripper.
Hey, King Tut was 14 years old when he first had his child.
What year was that?
Okay. Hey, make America great again. Make King Tut great again.
It wasn't America.
Let these 14-year-olds get
to it. It wasn't America. Okay now, Boosie. That was real creepy.
I'm playing devil's advocate, but, you know, because I kind of get it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no one wants to see their employee post. Because they did say, if Paul Pierce was filmed doing this from someone else, he wouldn't have been fired. But the fact that he filmed himself doing it is the reason why they decided to mutually part ways. So it is one thing showing yourself, and this is a discussion I had with Hov. Pierce never posted anything he did on his on ESPN, on his Instagram Live, or on his Instagram. I would think ESPN is totally wrong because that means he kept it separate. He kept work. He kept his personal. The moment that Paul Pierce posts his work stuff on his Instagram Live, then he's showing that, you know, you can't play it both sides. Like, that's why I don't post anything work-related on my social media accounts, just because I know I'll be wilding on there. So if anybody ever comes in and has a problem, I'm like, yo, I keep work separate. Like, this isn't. But I just don't understand the problem with anything that he did. I just don't see if anything was – as long as those ladies were of age, as long as he was in a place where marijuana was legal, he wasn't driving, he wasn't doing anything. I don't know what the gambling rules are for having a poker game in your house. I don't know what's considered sanctioned. So I think it's like you can't have a poker game over a certain amount in your house. But as long as, like, that wasn't happening, I don't understand how a company could get upset if you're an adult. I mean, I guess, like, I can understand. I see both sides of it. But that was my thing.
Yeah, because it's not the action itself. I'm pretty sure that everybody most people at ESPN or Disney, even at the theme parks, have smoked weed and seen strippers. So it's not the actions. But you can broadcast it because you are an employee and a representative of Disney. Even if he never did put anything from ESPN or Disney on his personal accounts, once you put that out there, you are still a representative of face of the company.
But why can't you broadcast stuff that's legal?
Broadcast stuff that's legal. You can't broadcast stuff that goes against the company.
But why does that – what goes against the company? I guess that's my hang-up. I have yet to see anything – that says what he did goes against the company.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's there, because if it wasn't there, then he would have a fight. He would be able to get
the official announcement is they mutually decided to part ways with each other.
Okay.
It wasn't that he was fired.
Okay, well, mutual because they wanted to mutually not really – they didn't have anything against him. But
well, that's what I'm saying,
because
if they fired him, he probably would have
to fight. Well, I'm saying if there was nothing in this clause or in this policy or in this thing, I would think that he would be able to say no, and lawyers would be able to say you fired him on – your terms weren't clear.
Which is why I think they mutually decided to part ways, because if ESPN technically fired him, I think he would have a fight on the Saints.
I think he would lose that fight because we know they have a morality clause. Now, how detailed that morality clause is, but it's not. I don't think it would be hard for them to say, "Nah, this goes against our morality clause." And if you didn't ask if it goes against our morality clause, that's on you. We're telling you this went against our morality clause. You either know or should have known that this went against Disney's morality clause.
No, that's bullshit, because if you don't tell somebody everybody's morality is different. Sex before marriage could be against someone's morality. So you're telling me that every ESPN employee has to know if ESPN allows them to...
Live.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
No, but they better not have sex in public. How about that?
But no, let's go back to the simple morality clause of having sex before marriage. You're telling me that every ESPN employee...
But you're making...
Stop interrupting me.
No, but again, it's not about what you do in your private time.
No,
you can't go public.
We don't know. Unless ESPN has in writing what their morality clauses are, and you're saying it's the job of every ESPN employee to know or to find out, something as simple as having sex before marriage could be against ESPN morality clause, and you're telling me that if somebody... had sex before they got married and they found out, ESPN would have...
No, see, again, it's not the fact that they found out. It's he broadcasted. Once you put it out to the public, you are in public. When you're in public, when you put yourself out to the public, you are a representative of Disney. So if you are a representative of Disney and you put yourself out having sex before marriage, yeah, you're going to get fired.
So if I get on IG Live and say, "Yeah, I just made love to one of the most beautiful women in the world," and I'm
show.
No, but that still would be against the morality clause, even if I just say that I did it.
How do you know?
No, because you could be lying. Talking is the action. What you're doing is talking. That's not against any morality clause. You could be lying. You could be trolling. Doing and showing is the action.
So you're saying if Paul Pierce, if somebody was talking to Paul Pierce on IG Live, he said, "What'd you do last night?" He said, "I had a bunch of strippers over. We played poker and we got high all night." Nothing would have changed. Like ESPN would not have had a problem.
They would not have fired him. I guarantee you, they would not have fired him because they say similar stuff. They might get talked to. They might even get suspended. They say similar stuff on ESPN. They're not going to get fired.
So you're saying the morality clause doesn't have to do with what you do. It's just what you show. They don't care about your morals.
It's what you do in public.
They show their morals. What?
It's what you do in public. Because you can say, and they said similar stuff on air. Like, they talk about stuff like this on air on ESPN. So you can talk about stuff all you want. You can't be a face of the company showing this stuff and broadcasting this to the public. Because when you talk about it, all they're seeing is you sitting at a desk talking, standing up talking.
Right.
That's fine. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I got a question. I got to throw a wrench in here. Like, hold on. What happened? So, well, I think his name is Shannon Sharp. What happened when he was portraying that image and smoking Black and Miles and throwing the Henny bottles on the desk? What happened then?
That's Fox. That's Fox, a completely different public company than Disney.
You right.
And you know Fox hates Black people. They want you smoking Black and Miles and drinking Henny. It furthers their narrative.
Well, Fox came on when Fox was created. They were the edgy network, so they probably do create it, black or white. Now, yeah, we're here for the edge. Or at least they used to be here for the edge.
All right, we'll talk in circles about this, but I don't agree with y'all. I mean, it's not that I don't agree with y'all, but I just don't agree with ESPN having a morality clause that says, you know, just don't show it. That's not a morality clause. If your morality clause is, hey, these are the morals we believe in, don't do this stuff, whether I show you or just talk about it, it would still offend the morality clause. Like,
would get fined, or, like, if you go on TV talking about killing dogs, like, yeah, I was at the dog fight, yeah, you might get fined. Like, yo, what you doing? We don't do that here. No. We want to sit you down. Like, they suspend people all the time for doing stuff against the morality clause. But you're not going to get fired unless you show it and you do – unless you're talking some real crazy stuff. If you say something anti-Semitic or racist, yeah, but outside of that, you're just talking. You're going to dock your pay for a couple of weeks. You're going to be off the air for 2 weeks, maybe a month.
I just don't agree with being – I don't know. I mean, it's not that I don't agree with, but I just don't see. Like, if you're an adult and you're doing this stuff on your social media and it's not illegal, like, if you're not married, like, if you're not cheating on your wife and all that stuff, like, I don't see the big deal. But that's just me. Hope, you got anything left?
Wait, hold on. Before you move on, let me give you another example. The girl Tommy Lauren.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Blair, let Hove jump in just because me and you have been going back and forth for a minute, so I'm going to give Hove a chance. Go ahead, Hove.
Nah, I ain't got nothing else to add to it. Like, I mean, personally, I think he wanted to get fired. So two things. One, I think he wanted to get fired because I think he's smart enough to know that doing it was going to get him fired. I don't know why, but I think he's got something, or maybe he's going to end up at Fox or whatever. But also, the other point is, like, Paul Pierce sucks as a commentator, as an analyst, and all that. Like, he says some of the dumbest stuff on the planet. Like, he's not a moneymaker. I guarantee if Stephen A. Smith did it, they wouldn't be as quick to let him go. You know what I mean? Like, there's people that make money for the company, and they're like, I let it go. And then there's dudes that's just backup. They just on a show here and there, and he gonna get fired. Like, If you ain't the dude on the show, like, come on, man, play your position, like, be smart about what you're doing. But I honestly do believe he knew he was getting fired. Like, if you look at his like Twitter comments and stuff, I think he has a plan of some way, or somebody planned something with him, because he knew that wasn't going to ride. But you know, he's been an idiot for a long time anyway.
All right, Blur.
No, he's absolutely right. He sucks on ESPN. I ain't gonna find. He is horrible. Like, not even the BS takes he be giving. Like, he's just dry and boring, man. He could definitely be not shown on ESPN again. Hopefully, if he goes somewhere else, he can like loosen up and be a better commentator or a better analyst. But yeah, he was horrible on the show. But to give a different example, the girl Tommy Lauren, like the political analyst. She got fired from her conservative Republican spot because she said she believed in pro-choice, I think it was, or something like that, or she wasn't against pro-choice. She said on her own personal time, on her own thing, but it went against what they stood for. If you go against what the company stands for and you're a face of this company, this ain't going to work.
Okay. New York.
Look. All I want to say is I just don't understand how he was the only one that was on the phone in that whole arena. He was the only one that was on the phone in that whole arena right there. Either he did that on purpose or he was too lit. And we going to say smoking weed allegedly, because we don't know if that was weed unless he said it was. Yeah, you know I mean? Other than that, it looked like a Capone to me. Little swish out right out the pack. Other than that, yeah, he should have never broadcasted that shit. I don't even know what he did. And then the little homie in the background walked through, talking about, oh, he threw up the suit. Woo, like, what the fuck is that man doing? Like, what is he doing? What is he doing on live? What does he got to prove? He really must got something up his sleeve, because, or that was just a crazy slip-up on his part. But, yeah, I don't understand what Paul Pierce is doing going live like that. That's wild. That's really wild.
DJ Kisar, you got anything?
No.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Paul Pierce. I like Paul Pierce on that. I thought he was funny. Alright. That's it. So you disagree with that. Alright, what else we got? Hey, so Ted, real quick topic. Ted Nugent. Do y'all know who Ted Nugent is? I'll take that as no.
I know who he is.
All right. He wants to know why we didn't shut down for COVID 1 through 18. Blur.
I guess the simple answer would be that they weren't as deadly or as, I guess, what's the word, viral or something? They didn't, like, pass from person to person as much as COVID-19 did it? Like, they weren't as, I don't know what the term is, they weren't as transferable or as deadly. I mean, that's the same answer they get for all other stuff, like, why we didn't shut down for this or that or this. Like, this was killing people at a much higher rate. This was killing niggas at rapper numbers. I mean, and so we required it for this one. With the other ones, they weren't that deadly. So, you know, cats got to stay out of odds.
Hove. Pretty sure Hove doesn't care about
my bad, I was on mute. I had my phone in my pocket. Yeah. But the question was just, why didn't we shut down?
Yeah, for COVID 1 through 18.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's a good question. I mean, it's not a good question. It's a dumb question. I don't know why that was a question to be asked. It sounds like it was like a rhetorical question just to make fun of people. But I guess the politically correct answer is what Blair said. Like, it wasn't as fatal or wasn't as I don't know the word either. Like it didn't transmit as quickly or as easily as they say COVID did. But overall, it's just politicians or fake politicians just continuing to try to play the game and continuing to, like, just volley to a certain group. Like, there's a huge group that thinks that it was all political and that while the virus is deadly and it is a real thing, like, that it was made more political than anything. And, you know, there's probably some truth to it and there's probably some falsehood to it, but we'll never fully know because information isn't given to us at the same level that it is at the government level.
Well, this one we know for a fact, but I'm asking New York, because I thought this was common knowledge. You know, DJ Cesar, because I know you know. New York, what do you think about Ted Nugent? Why didn't we shut down COVID 1 through 18 versus COVID 19?
Look,
I thought this was common knowledge, but neither one of y'all said it. I'm amazed.
Hold on, nah, because I don't even think I got it. I don't think I got it. This is a learning opportunity for me, so I'm going to sit back and be quiet.
See, I laughed when I read the headline. DJ C. Sign, go ahead and ruin it.
When they name a virus, when they put the 19, it's the year that the virus was first detected. So 19 isn't that it's the 19th COVID virus. It was first discovered in 2019. So,
but isn't it like the offspring of the SARS virus?
I mean, there's other SARS viruses. You're correct, but
there is no COVID 1 through
18. But there's no COVID 1 through 18. 19 is 2019, and that's how they do viruses. But there's other SARS, yes. But, so we can still discuss.
But
that,
is it COVID was out before COVID 19 though?
Would you say, ho?
COVID was out before COVID 19. So what was the COVID before that?
COVID was out before COVID-19. I mean, I think this is the COVID-19 is a different strand. It's a type of COVID, but it's not the exact strand that was out.
It's a type of SARS.
Yeah, it's a type of SARS. So when you say COVID was out before COVID-19, you're talking about different strands of the virus. Like, it might have the same problem.
Right, but it was called COVID. And the reason I'll tell you that is because there was, like, this whole conspiracy thing, like, in, like, January when it first came up, like, Lysol spray, if you looked on the back of the label, it said it protected against COVID. Not COVID-19, it said COVID.
Yeah, because I think all the SARS were COVID. It's like SARS, COVID-1,
yeah.
SARS, COVID, something like that.
Yeah.
Or some, I don't know
yeah,
if there were...
They named them differently. They're SARS viruses, but they're not... But 19 doesn't refer to how many SARS viruses outbreaks that there's been. So.
Yeah, because, like, coronavirus has been around forever. So that's COVID. this particular strand of coronavirus, COVID-19, is particular to the year in which they found it. That's why they labeled it COVID-19, because it's a different strand of a SARS coronavirus COVID that they found previous. But, again, that's what I've read a long time ago. Like, when I read it, I laughed just because I remember that, you know, they named this COVID-19 because that's when they found this particular coronavirus strand. But I guess it's not common knowledge. I thought y'all would get a good laugh out of that, too, but lame on my part, lame joke on my part. So I'll take that out. Speaking of lame,
do you think Pat Nugent ain't the brightest? He ain't the brightest bulb in the box. Do you think he knew what he was talking about when he said that?
No. I know he probably thought that there was a COVID-1 and this is just the 19th one and it's just more deadly than the other ones. I'm pretty sure he thought that's just common sense, that just COVID-19 was worse than COVID-18.
Cause, yeah, people really be out here talking just because they got lips, yo.
Yeah, and I mean, it's one of those things, like, if you're not in the medical industry, if you're just not interested in, like, reading up on, like, how viruses are formed and treated and all that stuff, you wouldn't really know. Like Hov said, like, you could be the type that says, whoa, this shit's crazy, let me read as much as I can on it, or you can just hop on YouTube and see what other people say and form your own opinion. It's just we're in that age on the internet where, you know, you can come up with so many different things and get your own point of view on things. So I'm pretty sure he read something that made him think that COVID 1 through 18 was around and this was just 19.
I got a question real quick. This is not the same Ted Nugent I just searched up on Google, right?
Yeah,
there's only one Pat Nugent. The one with the cowboy hat. I'm thinking y'all talking about a whole politician right now.
Oh, no.
Oh, nah, that changed the whole dynamic. We going to get these jokes off, but I'm going to let y'all have the floor.
Yeah, Ted a wild boy. Nah, I was ready to switch topics. I was ready to get into Tina Turner doc. I was wondering if any of y'all saw the Tina Turner doc. Well, actually, no, I want to get, because we never discussed this. It's a week old. Little Nas X and his devil shit. Did we ever discuss that? I don't think we had a chance to. But I wanted to see what y'all thought about the video, if y'all seen it. And so it just came out that Nike settled. This is a weird settlement. Nike settled with the company that teamed up with Little Nas X and his Satan shoe, where people who thought that Nike was involved with this shoe can return the shoe for a full refund. That was the settlement. But
nobody thought that, and nobody's returning that shoe.
Yeah, like the price of that shoe just went through the roof with that settlement. And I guess my problem is, why wouldn't Nike have done this with the Jesus shoe? I guess because it's Satan. I mean, that's the same thing with Paul Pierce. But if you believe in God, you believe in the devil, right? Like, you can't have one without
the other. You can believe in him, but do you want to wear merch promoting him?
I guess if you're wearing a cross, aren't you promoting the devil too? Like, because it's a belief in God, so it's everything, right?
No, just because you believe in God, you know of the devil, that don't mean you're promoting him.
Well, what's considered?
Yeah, you're reaching on that one,
Well, it's not that I'm reaching, but it's just like you believe in one and the other, right? Like
wearing Instagram and having.
I guess that's the thing with symbols. Like, I mean, if you're wearing a cross around your neck, like you're wearing the thing that Jesus died on. It's not like you're celebrating the
but
best.
It's still, because it was chosen as a symbol of Christianity, but you're
But you're celebrating his death, right?
That has nothing to do with Satan. That's not.
But it's religion.
Satan. It's different.
But when you say pushing, Satan,
I mean,
I guess
devil ain't all about religion.
You're not celebrating.
Let me just ask DJ C. Sorry, this one question. I'm gonna let y'all get into it because I mean I wouldn't buy the shoe. I'm not a big Satan guy, but I guess my question is the best way to frame it is. if you buy a Satan shoe, does that mean that now you're worshiping the devil? Because I've never bought a Jesus shoe, and I love Jesus. And I'm asking that to you, DJ Susan.
Yeah. No. No.
Jesus,
it doesn't. No, it doesn't. But you're pushing the boundary. You got to get
by buying some ticks.
You got to get a strike for that.
Yeah. All right. Let me get everybody else in here. I didn't see a big deal. I just see it as something weird.
I mean,
but
if you're an artist or something like, see it as art or see it as like, which is how they're pushing it anyway, then I can see that, but I'm not walking around with no pentagram and no devil shoes on.
Right, but you know, so I'm walking around with a Jesus shoe either.
No.
But if you're the type who walk around with a Jesus shoe, why wouldn't you walk around with a Satan shoe?
I mean, I wouldn't. I don't.
Why wouldn't you do one and one?
Because I'm going to hell with the devil shoe. I'll put a Jesus shoe on.
You don't think you're going to hell because some little Asian people, and I'm not talking Asian, are making these in a sweatshop? You don't think that's more of the problem than anything?
It doesn't help.
All right, let me get somebody else in. I don't mean to talk your ear off. Blur, what you thinking of Satan shoe? You copy? You copping the Air Max 97s with the blood in the soul?
Nah, that's a little bit too creepy for me. And I mean, I don't want blood in my sneakers. I don't want bloody shoes like that. That's not for me. That's a little bit too creepy. I don't think you have to. I don't think it makes you worshiping the devil, but I don't think you should be promoting the devil, the concept of the devil, or even promoting worshiping the devil. It could be looking at that. So, nah, I'm not going that way.
See, I just don't. I mean, Cardi B would have loved to have this. These is bloody shoes. All right, that was my joke. And shout out to New York, New York. What you got? Do you want the bloody shoes?
I'm not even gonna hold you. I'm not touching those. I think it's really a crazy situation because I really do feel like certain things is just like very disrespect. You brought up the thing about wearing pendants of Jesus on a cross. I think in some ways that is disrespect, just like them making the Jesus shoe. I think certain things is just like disrespect. I mean, you might make or be look the whole thing, the life is beautiful in a sense, and you can really build your own perspective, creativity wise, regardless whatever you do. But there's certain things that I feel like we gotta inform ourselves on. And I mean, like it's like, yeah, if you buy that shoe, you know what I mean, you contributed to it. It just don't feel right. And I feel like the same thing goes with the Jesus shoe too. Like I feel like it's certain things like we're using these not, I would say like these higher powers just for monetary purposes. I think it's just got so diminished to the point where it's just all about just, yeah, we say that we rejoice or whatever religion you believe in, we may rejoice in his name, but yeah, we quick to cop something like that. We quick to cop something like that, but we so quick to push certain other stuff type of way in a sense. But it's, yeah, it's kind of like, it really comes back full circle to what we were saying earlier about the whole, the drug dealer who provides and the people who buy. And I think it just really, it all ties in that same conversation. It's the same cycle.
Yeah. And that's where I'm standing at with it, New York. Like, I don't see the huge issue with it, because if you believe in God, you believe in the devil. I necessarily wouldn't buy these Satan shoes, but I wouldn't have bought the Jesus shoes with the holy water from Jerusalem in them either, or wherever, or that was blessed. Because what if it was blessed by like a rabbi in Israel, and they put a drop of holy water in each Air Max 97? I guess not a rabbi. I guess was that Jews?
Yeah, those are Jews.
Okay. Like I wouldn't have, because I'm the same way, New York. Like it just seems weird. Both situations seem weird to me, right? I'm just going on the fact that if you see, yo, we came out with these Jesus shoes, these holy water Jesus shoes, and somebody says, yo, I'm a cop those. If they came out with Satan shoes that was like the complete opposite, why would you have an issue then? Because if you believe in Jesus, you believe in the devil. Unless you're telling me that buying Jesus shoes from Nike means you're a Christian, and buying Satan shoes from Nike means that you're worshiping the devil. And that all seems ridiculous to me.
No, I don't think that means that, but I think you're confusing believing in and promoting. Like, I could believe in the NFL. If I wear a 49ers jersey, I'm not promoting the Eagles. Like, just because you believe, I believe the Eagles exist. I know they're part of the bigger NFL, but I'm promoting the 49ers if I wear a Niners jersey. If I wear the Jesus shoes, yeah, I know the devil still exists. I know devil worshipers exist, but I'm not promoting the devil or devil worshiping. If I throw on devil-worshipping shoes that have a pentagram, that have human blood, and then 666, and all this other stuff that devil-worshippers use to identify themselves, then I'm promoting that.
So are you promoting promoting inadequate – go ahead, New York. Jump in, New York. You want to jump here. Go ahead.
No, because I feel like this whole, and it's the beautiful thing about this whole conversation, this whole night, right? Because everything always comes back to this circle, right? Regardless of whether it's Paul Pierce or him legally or illegally doing something with regards with these shoes and the conversation we had before that. It's everything is still the same nature coming back to the same full circle. And it's beautiful in a sense, but just not, it's because I feel like now that the conversation is switching. It's just like, yeah, you can believe in Christ, but if you believe in Christ, you also have to believe in it's not that saying necessarily that you have to believe in the devil, but you also have to know if you believe in Christ, you have to know the devil is real. You have to know the temptation is there. So you might not necessarily have to. I think the conversation is really shifting based on the belief, and it's throwing the belief is throwing off, and the word the belief and promotion is throwing the whole conversation off, because I think everybody has different perspectives of what belief is and what promotion is. But I feel like, yeah, in regards to everything, like if you believe in Christ, you have to know the devil is real, regardless if you're promoting it or in anything like that. You have to, I feel like in an all believer of Christ, you really have to be informative about certain things. So if you believe in Christ, but you don't know the temptation of the devil, how can you move forward? How can you move forward closer to Christ if you don't know these type of things, right? I mean, it goes by all the stories that go in the Bible with certain things. Like you seen the lady that turned her head back away from God, and she turned into a pillar of salt, I believe, something like that. I don't want to go off on a tangent, but.
Nah, yeah, I like it when you stay awake, yo. And pause too. That sounded a little weird. I like it when you awake and we in this philosophy discussion, because it's true. Like, I understand what Blair's saying, but then my only argument to what y'all are saying is, if you're talking about, okay, so if I wear these shoes on my feet, I'm promoting the devil. So then when I wear regular Nikes on my feet, am I promoting like inadequate wage working for Chinese people in China? Like, because these shoes are factually made in terrible condition. So am I promoting that?
That's somewhat subjective, and you can only promote what people know. Someone looks at Nike, they may not even know that. They may know, hey, that's a swoosh. They don't know what goes into that. When I wear a pentagram and 666, anybody who knows what that is, they know what it's promoting. So, I mean, are you promoting slave labor and child labor? Probably to the people who know what that is. Yeah, they pick up on it. Yeah, you know, that dude got on knives. Yeah, man, some kid probably lost a finger making those. He don't care.
So you going to stop wearing Nikes because you promoting child labor?
No, not at all. I'm promoting jobs in Vietnam. That's what I'm promoting. Because if it wasn't for Nike, those kids wouldn't have no jobs.
I don't know. I don't see why anybody would buy these. But I don't see why anybody would buy the Jesus shoe. But I've always been conflicted about the cross too. Like, I don't understand why people rock that. It doesn't make any sense to me, because we're just always like, yeah, I get it. Jesus died for our sins. So why wear a constant reminder of his death and not figure out a constant reminder of how we're supposed to live. Like why are we using his death as the representation and not something else? But I guess because, you know, that's just the way Christianity wanted it. And then Kanye made the new Jesus chain. And there's a white man's face that looked pretty upset. So I don't know. I will say this, man.
I ain't going to front. I wouldn't mind rocking around with some holy water in my shoes. I mean, I ain't going to front. Like, you can take the cross off the shoes. You can take the Bible verse off. That sounds kind of lit, like walking around on holy water. Sounds kind of dope.
But what's considered holy water? You can go to any Catholic church in the world and get some holy water. They ain't doing nothing but tap water. It comes right back to tap water. It ain't nothing but some tap water somebody prayed over.
I mean, I think once the priest
holy water,
or the preacher blesses it, it's no longer tap water.
What?
Look,
I think once it's blessed, it's better than tap water.
So you believe in magic. You think that them priests in them Catholic church are turning tap water into holy water, but still need your donations.
Donations. I don't know what they need, man. I don't really go to the Catholic church too often, but, I mean, look, that's what it is. It's somebody, these people studied and they got touched or whatever they did to become closer to God, to be God's representatives. Like, that's what – I forgot what they told my son because he's Catholic. Like, that's why you got to, like, confess to the priest, because the priest is the representative. I don't know if he's the representative of God. He represents something. Whatever. He got the power to bless water. So, yeah. I don't know who gave him the power, but he got it.
Look, I got a follow-up question. I got a follow-up question, right? And we can have this talk off-air if need be. But if you're gauging the Jesus shoes off of that, but so so I guess the real question that I'm going to ask you, right? So at what cost are you putting yourself walking in those Jesus shoes? Because based off the answer that you just gave right now, is that somebody blessed them, you walking on holy water, y'all, you know what I mean? It comes from a higher power, right? But if you take the same shoe, right, the Lil Nas X shoe, right, and you compare that, your answer to what you said, and then compare that to the blood that's dropped in that, and you understand that the devil is a direct descendant from God, I mean, what's the difference, in a sense, between your answer? Just because based off of what you believe, that you know God is good and the devil is evil, but I mean, at that same sense, they hold a certain type of power. And I feel like
no blood. I'm not walking around with nobody's blood in my shoe. Not at all. Not doing that. The holy water, you can take the cross off the shoe, take the Bible verse off. I just think it'd be kind of lit to walk around on some water that's been blessed. That's holy water. And again, just because it's blessed by the preacher at the church that makes it holy water, does that make that water closer to God? I don't know, but the blood, I can't rock with the blood in the shoe. I can't do it. And it's not the devil's blood. It's human blood. No, I'm not. I can't do that.
Blur, that's bullshit. Your dad walking around with your kidney. You can't walk around with a drop of blood. Now you all high and mighty.
Yeah, I'm too good for that. Absolutely.
It is interesting though, but because it's funny how DJ Society, you want to hop in here? You got
good.
It's just funny how, like, once you start talking about religion, like alarms start going off. You know, like everything becomes heightened. Because, like, when you talk about these devil shoes, like, no one's going to look at it as, yo, it's a fake piece of plastic, it's some leather, it's some volunteer's blood. That probably isn't their real blood. Like, if you strip it down to what it is, did the devil make these shoes? No, some designer at Nike made them. Like, the devil didn't make them. So they're not devil shoes, but somebody labeled them as that. So now people get scared. But if we strip it down to what it actually is, it's nothing but numbers and shoes and leather. It's not anything magic.
Yeah, it all comes down to the meaning. Once we give 666 a meaning and we give the pentagram a meaning, like we put meaning behind those symbols, that's what makes it, yeah. Like, otherwise, they're just some black and red Air Max 97s, which are, on their own, they're ugly. I don't like them. I don't think they look good either way. But, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't get them even if they weren't.
I don't like those versions of the Air Maxes anyway, but even, like, when you give 666 a label, like, it's just a number and a sequence. Like
the number once we label it, it gives it some power.
And that's what the funny thing is to me, because it's really, what? Why are you looking at me like that, DJ Cesar?
It's the mark of the devil.
Well, who's mark?
The devil!
Your neighbor said purple was the mark of the devil because Michelle Obama had it, and they said they were going to be wearing red, purple dresses and drinking out of gold cups. You mean to tell me I can't get a punk pimp cup and now I'm the devil? Like, it's all types of weird stuff in the Bible, right? But let's just take it as whether this is face value. You can have a gold cup and not worship the devil. The number 666, it just comes after 665 and before 667.
All these things have power because we give them power. It's like there's buildings without 13 floors because 13 is supposed to be unlucky. Like these Asian phone companies, the ROG, the Asus, they had a ROG phone 3. They skipped 4 and they went straight to the ROG 5 because in that culture, 4 is an unlucky number. Like, so it's all about their belief and if you want to play in that belief or not.
Yeah, but, I mean, some of these things, I mean, you can put it all together. I mean, some are just superstitions.
That's all it is, superstitions. I mean, it's
in the Bible.
Right, okay. It's definitely part of religion if you believe that. And it might be. Like, I don't, like, I'm not here to argue with you on that. But I'm just saying, if we take science, like, it's just a number.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to put that much power into it.
Because it goes to infinity, like, it's only one number out of an infinity of numbers. So it doesn't, but if you're telling me that, I guess the devil likes that number, then, like, out of all the numbers that he has access to, he comes up on that one, then I guess that's your business. It doesn't make sense that the devil would pick that number, because he knows what God knows, right? Ain't that why he got kicked out? Because he knew Adam was naked, and Eve was naked, and they was going to have butt sex. Why did the devil get kicked out of heaven?
I heard many different variations. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you got. Well, now we have a philosophy discussion. Because if God made everything, God made the devil, so the devil's part of God, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
You can't have one without the other, right? But we all know the devil's going to lose, so why are we scared?
Yeah, but we're just not buying the sheep.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't buy them things.
I'm not supportive.
Would you say?
Yeah, I don't think it's not the fact that we know that the devil is going to lose. I think that's the part of, I mean, if you believe that, that's the part of our genetic makeup as far as, like stepping in your own truth and stepping in your pocket of power. I think that when we give God power, or if you believe in that, the higher power, when we give him power, we give him the energy to win the war, in a sense. In a different type of pocket of power, you don't tap in into your actual true purpose. I mean, you give the other energy power. And I think that's what it is. But, I mean, that's my
opinion. I guess that's what confuses me, because if you believe the devil, you believe in the God, then you know there's no way the devil can win, because God's all-powerful. And because I'm not that religious, there's probably some things that I'm missing. Go ahead, DJ Cesar.
I mean, that's kind of not on the same vein, but I think just taking going away from it being Satan shoes and blah, blah, blah. And because I haven't watched the whole video, but, I mean, the statement is about religion and how one person felt about what religion was saying about their lifestyle or who they were as a person in terms of being gay. So, I mean, I think it's...
Oh, yeah, because we were going to send all the gay people to hell.
Right.
Like the chick who got turned to salt because they're looking at gay people.
No.
It was Sodom and Gomorrah, right?
Yo, that story is so
messed up.
Yeah, no.
I don't know much.
She only looked back because it was her. It was where she was from, and she felt bad because they had to flee.
Oh, so
but
God,
specifically said, don't look back.
That's your hometown.
Wait. She was turned as well. How do we know what her motive was?
Hmm. They don't care about what the motive was. You just did. You did something that God told you not to do.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if she turned into salt, how do we know why she turned around? Like, she ain't get a chance to tell her side of the story.
But God said, "Don't turn around." Didn't matter what she
didn't matter
about.
What the reason was.
The same.
To do it.
No, that's what I'm saying. So why do we? How do we know she ain't turned around to see some sex? How do we know she turned around just because she was like sentimental about leaving her home?
Oh,
she
maybe
wanted to see some butt angel sex.
No, DJ Shisai said I was wrong. We don't know that.
She
left.
Well, they said she longed for her. She wanted to look at the city that she was from again because she felt bad about it being burned down.
Yeah. So, okay. So back to your original point.
But you know what I'm saying? So I think we're, you know, so the focus is more that. Let's talk about what's more
his artist,
more prevalent, the artistry of it, the reasoning of it. Like, do we just like the devil? No. It all goes into what what he's saying about telling this story about what religion and the belief of religion has done to this person. And if you saying I'm going to hell, then I'm gonna show you going to hell. and you know what I'm saying, and that's all.
Whoever. No, as far as Lil Nas X goes, I mean, I get it. I think he's, like, he knows how to work the media. And, yeah, I understand what he was saying with his song and with his video. Yeah, if me being me, if you're telling me being me is going to send me to hell, then fuck it. I'm not running for it. I'm not going to change who I am because of you. I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to go to hell. I'm going to take this shit over. Like, people say all the time, you're going to hell with gasoline drawers on. I'm going to hell flying down on a pole with a fake ass or whatever. So, yeah, he embraced it. Let that little man do what he got to do.
New York, New York. Hey. What a fake ass. New York, New York. Do you support Lil Nas X's artistic freedom in this matter?
Man, look, I ain't got nothing against him, but, like, literally, he did everything that they said he was going to do for being the person who he was. He stepped in that truth, and now everybody's saying it's too much. So, I mean, creative-wise, kind of crazy. He got the world brother. He got himself hot again. I tell you that. Good from his team, good from him. You know what I mean? But other than that, I can't comment on that.
Yeah, I wonder who came up with the idea of giving the devil a lap dance? And, like, who said, oh, yeah, that's a good idea? And, like, because I'm going to be the guy who's going to be in there like, oh, no. And I wonder if that happened or if everybody was like, oh, no, that's a great idea. Because I would have said, nah. Like, I don't think it's a huge deal to get all upset about because I look at it as just a music video. I didn't even watch the music video because his music doesn't really interest me. But I don't look at it as nothing deeper than that. Maybe it's just my ignorance. Maybe it's my nonchalantness. But I don't think everything is a symbol or a support or a movement one way or the other. I think it's just somebody who wanted to do something. I mean, we had a whole movie called The Devil's Advocate where Robert De Niro played the devil. Like, do we look at him like he was crazy? Now, of course, he wasn't getting a lap dance, but it was a whole movie about the devil. Should we just not have made a great movie about that? I'll just look at things for what they are. I think if you believe in your religion, then something like a music video or a movie isn't going to sway that. It's just someone's interpretation of that type of stuff. and you take it for what it is. You can like it or not. Frankly, I wouldn't like it. I didn't watch it, but I know I wouldn't like it. I think it's funny as all hell, but you know, it's not for me. But I don't think it's that big of a deal. DJ Shisai, you good on it? All right. So we gotta get ready to get out of here. Hey Blur, do you want to touch on this Cyborg beef with your cartoon?
Well, it's not really a cartoon, but I mean, it's got so many layers to it. Let me see if I could just break it down just real briefly.
You want to wait? You want to wait till?
Yeah, let's wait because it's got so many layers and so many different ways that could go.
All right, we'll table that for next week. Let's see if we can get a short. Sure thing in here. Anybody? Okay, so Quavo snatched up Saweetie. So why wouldn't she spell a name like Wheaties, like with a S-A? Why is it Saw Weedy?
I mean,
Saw Eden.
Why does Ludacris spell his name like that?
All right, so DJ C-Sire, hey, I thought that's how you spelled Ludacris.
No, that was so bad. Okay.
So DJ C-Sire shared the video in our group chat of Quavo and Saweetie beefing in the elevator. I don't think Quavo did anything wrong. Blur, do you think Quavo did anything wrong?
Yes and no. Wrong because as the man in a relationship, he's got to be more careful. He can't be, even if it was unintentional, he can't be slinging the girl into the thing and on the ground. And they just can't look at her on the ground for 40 flights and step off the elevator like, yo, you getting up or not? Like, nah. So as the man, I think he can't do that. Like, I understand, but I understand that it was wrong as well.
New York, what you think?
That's a tricky situation. I might have to agree. But I can't hear the audio to actually necessarily all the way agree, because I think at certain times it's like a different type of level of restraint that you have to have for yourself as a person. Like if somebody trying to come attack you, you know what I mean? Yeah, have that level of restraint, but still, you still got to have a respectable restraint in a sense. But it really depends on the situation, because if shorty out there clawing for your face, you know what I mean? And she about to gouge your eyes out, what she about to do? Like it's certain things. I mean, I don't condone on hitting no type of woman, but at a certain type of thing, like, you have to restrain yourself, or you have to protect yourself, defend yourself for not doing that. And if that means restraining somebody, you have to restrain them, but not in an aggressive sense that you have to, like, I mean, disrespect them in a sense.
DJ C-Siren, you shared the video. Quavo, sweetie, was Quavo wrong?
We do have to kind of see exactly what was going on. Because, I mean, she was clearly...
From the video, we can't...
Yeah,
infer.
He was wrong. He was what? Wrong. You don't grab somebody up and throw them across the deck.
He didn't do that!
And then you just kind of stand there and look... No, yeah, look crazy. No, look crazy.
She looked crazy.
They both look crazy.
No, he looked like somebody who was protecting property. Now...
Property? But if y'all dating, look like what? Is she going to steal it and run away?
She might try to destroy it.
Well, he got enough money, he can buy some.
No, you have no right to destroy my property.
But you don't go and throw somebody down.
He didn't throw her. He pushed her away from the property.
Yo,
she collapsed like she was broken heart, like she broke her leg.
So you think she faked all that?
Yeah.
She faked the limp.
Yeah,
she was mad.
She was mad because she realized she couldn't get to whatever she was trying to break. And she was just upset, and that's what women, not all women,
well, see, and
that's
saying,
what women
you,
do. They just sit there and they cry.
No,
you're right, because what I do say is a caveat.
He didn't jerk her.
He got in front of her to try to stop her from breaking the thing.
It was a grab, and it was a throwback.
What I had this discussion with Blur is the thing that makes a difference to me is this, because she was obviously trying to destroy whatever that Call of Duty box was, right? The thing that makes a difference to me was, had she had already given it to him, and was it considered his property, or was it her property. She said, oh, I was going to give this to you, and he took it from her, and she was trying to get it back. The caveat for me in that case is if she said, I was going to give it to you, but you fucking up, so you ain't getting it no more, I'm going to destroy it, and he took it from her, he's dead wrong because that's technically still his property. If that, or her property. If she had given to him as a gift, and then she got mad and said, no, now I want it back, I want to destroy it, then he has every right to protect his property and to stop her from destroying his property. And he's not wrong. Because he didn't lay a hand on her. He just kept pushing her back, and then she did the whole fallout.
Well, pushing is laying hands. I mean...
Well, he's allowed to protect himself.
But that's not protecting yourself.
Yes, it is.
You're worried about property.
Yeah, I'm allowed
yourself.
To protect my property.
No.
Yes, I am. What are you talking about? That's a
but
law.
You're trying to set... But...
I can protect my property. There's no argument in it. I can protect my property.
Yeah, you could choose.
So get the fuck away from my property.
I mean,
cheating has nothing to do with my property.
I think you shoot
women
her,
are property.
Shoot her.
I don't believe women will be property, so cheating can't be property.
I didn't say cheating. What's
oh,
I thought you said cheating. I said you could shoot her if you want to.
No,
I mean,
but he doesn't want to do that. He was just separating her from his property if that was his property.
There was a good push.
He didn't even look.
It
at
was
it.
A push down.
No. He put the one arm to separate her from the box, and she gave the whole fallout, I'm going to sit on the ground like I've really been hurt. And the only reason why I say that is because I've seen it. I'm like, yo, nothing happened to you. You're just upset because you realize that you're not stronger than me, and you can't get what you want. So you're just going to sit there
you sound
and cry.
Real abusive right now.
Have I ever abused you?
I didn't say what you
have. Have I ever raised my voice?
I just said what you're talking about right now.
I know, but I have been attacked by women, and once they realize that they're not stronger than me and they're not going to get their way, they sit there and cry. Because now they want sympathy.
Well, like I said, I will have to watch again because you don't see anything, but I feel like
yes, I
there was a whole put. I'm going to
put
that
was her property and
you
took it?
This way. And it was it was overly aggressive.
No, it wasn't. The only thing that looked bad is because he was staring at her while she was crying on the elevator floor. And I knew he was saying, "Yo, get up! Like, come on now, it's over. Just get up."
You're making stuff up. You
know,
no,
I've been there with crazy women.
But you
I've
don't know. He might be crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't know.
He could be dead wrong if that was her property and he took it from her.
Right.
I will say that. I'll be the first one to say, "Nope, he was dead wrong."
My question was, when the elevator doors opened and the dude was standing outside, and he just stood there, and with her on the ground, and then I was like, yo, is anyone going to do anything at this point? And I was like, who is this? I guess that was just a security dude, because he didn't come in, and they didn't get out. And I was like, ugh.
That's the man who didn't want no problem.
What is going on? What is really going on right now? Because he looked in there and saw her on the ground. And he just stood there. I was
he saw them black people said, I just looking for cocaine.
He was black too.
Was he?
Yeah, he looked black to me. And I was like, he's not going to do anything? Okay.
All right, well, I hope.
Oh, that. And when Quavo looked up at the security camera, he's guilty.
That ain't guilty.
He looked up at that camera and you could see in his face like, oh, shit, this
He said, oh, shit, they're probably going to think I hit her.
He said, oh, shit, this is getting recorded. That's what he said.
I wonder what was in that Call of Duty box. Blur, do you know what was in that Call of Duty box? Because it meant a lot to him.
I don't think. Why did he say a Call of Duty box? I think it was like a Perkin bag.
No, it was a Call of Duty box. Blur,
it's a Call of Duty box, and it was a customized Call of Duty, bag. You, carry your console and stuff in. I guess you can carry anything in it, but... It was customized because it had Quavo on it, had Migos' name on it. So, yeah, it was customized for him. I don't think that really mattered, though. I think you have to, start weighing, and I am going to put the responsibility on him as the man to start weighing, look, is it worth it? Because as men, we know, especially if you've done any type of sports growing up, you know leverage. You know body weight. You know momentum. So you know she's not going to get it from you if you don't want her to get it from you. So you just have to weigh, all right, is it worth it? This Call of Duty bag, is it worth me? Because she might get hurt. I mean, I'm not trying to hurt her, but she might get hurt. And you're right. Once you realize, she's like, oh, shit, I can't get this from him. I thought I was bad. I thought I was strong enough. And then I realized, you know what? I can't. So now I just got to sit here and look dumb for 40 flights. So, that's on him. He got to weigh all that in a brief moment. As men, that's our job. That's the double standard. They get to act crazy, and we got to weigh our options, the pros and cons.
All right, we got to end this. I tell you what, I get that PS5. Cheryl try to throw that joint. DJ Z-Sire try to throw that joint out the window. She going to get the Razor Ramon.
Number one.
I'm going to put the arms out. I'm going to put a hair right between my legs and put the arms out, and I'm going to announce it.
Yeah, I'm not one to destroy
problems. I know you're not. I know you're not.
I don't believe it.
I know. You would just sue me for something. You got anything you want to say to the people before we roll? DJ Cesar.
Oh, me?
Yeah,
we'll get
off the air. We got 2 minutes left.
Good night.
Peace. All right. Blur, you guys. No one can watch the TV we're watching. Blur, you see, this is why Razor Ramon. Blur, anything you want to say to the people before we get out of here?
Prayers up to DMX, one of my favorite artists. I mean, I think his first three albums, I brought two copies of each because I wanted to make sure he got credit for it. I wanted to make sure he would continue to make music. So my all-time favorite artist, I can still sing his first album nonstop, beginning to end, from intro to outro, skits included. Don't need no music. So shouts out to DMX, man. Prayers up.
You just promoted the devil, but that whole first album was the devil. If you know Damien front to back, you out there promoting the devil. You mad about Lil Nas X in some Satan shoes?
DMX might have been promoting the devil a little bit, but he also prayed a lot in that album too. So, yeah, I don't know if I was promoting the devil, but, I mean, I guess I bought the album, so maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to wear the shoes every day. You can wear the Jesus shoes too. So you're not like you promote. We'll have that discussion later. New York, New York, man. Floor is yours, my brother.
Look, all I'm gonna say is this. I'm gonna say, pray. Look. Shout out to DMX. Prayers to DMX, man. I knew he was a different breed because if you watch Belly, you already know they had an opening scene with that little kid drawing a pentagram on the ground, burning a dollar. Like, I knew that was a different breed. But prayers to him. Other than that, y'all, you know what I mean, don't be posting your life or social media. Please be mindful of what you post, y'all, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you work for a company. You heard. You can't be out here wilding. Can't be out here taking shots. It's the same thing. You wouldn't go to, like, a little company happy hour, getting drunk off your ass, y'all, you know what I mean? Please be mindful of what you do out here, y'all, you know what I mean? Other than that, I don't know why, but I feel like I got a shout-out to the people who eat soggy cereal because they got a different courage than I do. I mean, I can't let my cereal sit for more than 120 seconds. But people who eat soggy cereal, they a different animal. God bless them. Other than that, stay safe out here.
Soggy cereal. I think cereal is such a weird food anyway. But, yeah, so that's it, man. We're going to get out of here. Good show tonight. Yeah, man. We out. Show. A different topic. Seven on you. I'm so